Hello and welcome to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am your chairman and host. My name is Tobe. You are listening to Anon Radio, and you might be asking yourself, what's on the agenda for the Dubious Goals Committee today? Well, probably a lot of weird stuff, kind of like always, but today specifically is going to get real weird. So the first thing we're going to try to do is contact Natasha in Russia.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
Well, why are you giving me the yanks? Well, you see those birdies outside? You don't like those birdies? You want to eat them up? You don't want to eat them up, you just want to give them a chomp? Do you want to go outside and get those birdies? Do you want to kick those birdies' asses?
Scourging and the crowning with thorns, and I could video myself helping in and even taking charge of the tolchocking and the nailing in, being dressed in the height of Roman fashion. I didn't so much like the latter part of the book, which is more like all preachy talking than fighting and the old in out. I like the parts where these old Yehudis tolchok each other and then drink their Hebrew vino and getting onto the bed with their wives' handmaidens. That kept me going.
Well, you know, as a naturalist or a biologist, I keep thinking, what is any self-respecting groundhog doing out in February anyhow? Groundhogs want to eat greens, tender young things. You know, February, that's the middle of the winter, the heart of the cold weather. Usually anything tender and green is going to be frozen stiff in most places and a lot of times under snow and ice. You wouldn't think there'd be much out there to interest a groundhog. Well, in the southern mountains where I live, we don't get a lot of snow, but when we do get snow, it usually comes around the end of January or early February. Well, I love to go out after a good snowstorm. Usually I let it set on the ground for one night and the next day I go out. I love to follow the animal tracks. In the summertime, you see a deer or a fox, you get a fleeting glimpse of this animal as it leaps away and that's all. In the wintertime, though, if there's a good track in snow, you may never actually lay eyes on the animal, but you can be with that animal for hours. You can see everything that animal did. You can follow along, see where it fed. You can see its interactions with the environment. If it's a predator, you can see where it caught its prey. You can see where it peed. I mean, you can tell just about everything that animal did. You can sort of be with that animal and begin to understand its life, what it was doing, where it was going. To me, that's such a revealing time, such a great time to be out in the woods. Tracks are like stories. You can just follow along and they'll lead you off through thickets and mire and mountains and deserts on classic mythic journeys, journeys into the great narrative of life. Well, it was early February and we'd had a good hearty snow. I'd gotten up early in the morning and went up on the mountain. I had followed deer tracks and I could see where they had bedded down and where they had browsed in the thickets. And then I got onto the trail of a bobcat. It's like you hardly ever get to see a bobcat. But I felt like I got to see that bobcat through its tracks as they wound through the rhododendron thickets. I saw a place where it laid and rested up under the edge of this rock cliff. I could see where it lay there looking out over the thicket, and I found a little tuft of its fur there stuck to the ice. I smelled it, and that little tuft still had a faint, wild feline smell. Wow, essence of bobcat. Well, I wandered all over that mountain that day, and as I was heading back down, I see this set of tracks going across the trail. I looked, and they had little fingers on them. Look, a coon. Huh. Well, I hadn't followed a coon in quite a while, and sure enough, it was heading for a creek. That made sense. You know, coons love to work along the creeks, turn over rocks, find crawfish and salamanders and minnows. So I'd started following those tracks, and they went right to the creek. But then there'd been no disturbance in the creek at all. The track just went right across and went up the other side of the mountain, and there was a vine hanging down there right beside the tracks. And on that vine, I see a bite mark. I looked at that bite mark, and it was a cut, like as if a knife had hit it. That was no coon that would leave teeth marks like that. This had to be a rodent with sharp cutting teeth. I looked at that track again, and I could count only 4 toes on the front paws. A coon has 5, a groundhog has 4. This was a groundhog. What was a groundhog doing out wallowing around in the snow? Well, I was going to find out. It hadn't eaten the bark off that vine, just went, sort of bit it as it walked by. And so I followed along, and it went on around the mountain, and it came to a hole, a groundhog hole. And there was a bunch of footprints all around the entrance. I could see where it went in, and I could see from its muddy footprints where it came out, tracking mud from the inside of that hole across the snow. You could see those tracks heading around the mountain again. Well, I got right on his trail again, and I followed. Found another hole. The tracks went into another hole, finally came back out. I could see the muddy footprints in the snow again. It went into another hole, and I kept following. And another hole. It went in and out of 7 different holes by the time I got tired of following this groundhog. Well, I couldn't figure it out. I never saw any sign where it ate anything. Well, I went back and was talking to some of my neighbors. And I said, now, what was that groundhog doing out this time of year? And my old buddy Theron says, son, don't you know what he was doing? This was a mating season. That was an old boar groundhog. See, buddy, he was out hunting him a mate. Well, he wasn't looking for anything deep. He was looking for love in all the right places. And, of course, I couldn't tell what went on inside each of those dens because the tracks don't tell you everything.
To hear information on how to use this ATM, press the bottom left key on the keypad. You may repeat instructions on any screen by pressing the bottom left key on the keypad.
Está bienvenido al cajero automático con instrucciones audibles de estándar interfaz edición cajero.
Would you like to turn off the video display before please select the language you wish to use. For English, press 2. For Spanish, press 6. To cancel this transaction, press cancel. To repeat these options, press the bottom left key on the keypad. Please select the language you wish to use. For English, press 2. English. Enter your personal identification number on the keypad. For security, you will enter. Please select the type of transaction by pressing the appropriate key. To transfer funds from one account to another, press 1. To deposit cash and/or checks, press 2. To withdraw cash, press 5. To withdraw. Please select an account type. For checking, press 1. Checking. Please select a withdrawal amount. For $100, press 1. For $60, press 2. For $20, press 3. $100. If you would like a receipt with your transaction, press 1. For no receipt with your transaction, press 2. No. Please wait while we process your transaction. Please remove your cash. The dispenser slot is located below and slightly to the left of the ATM keypad. Your transaction is complete.
I sing at Penn when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, nobody there, you know. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking at Penn when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself and... You feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
จมูกยาวๆหรือว่าง่วงมีเขียวไตง่วงหรือว่างามีหูมีตาหางยาว
ช้าช้าช้าน้าเคยเห็นช้าหรือเปล่าช้ามันจะโตไม่เบาจมูกยาวๆหรือว่างามีเขียวไตง่วงหรือว่างามีหูมีตาหางยาว
I don't suppose you know who that was this morning, do you? That was no less a personage than the Minister of the Interior. A new Minister of the Interior, and what they call a very new broom. Well, these new ridiculous ideas have come at last, and orders are orders. Though I may say to you in confidence, I do not approve. An eye for an eye, I say. If someone hits you, you hit back, do you not? Why then should not the state, very severely hit by you brutal hooligans, not hit back also? The new view is to say no. The new view is that we turn the bad into good. All of which seems to me to be grossly unjust, eh?
Sir.
Shut up, filthy hole, you scum! You are to be reformed. Tomorrow you will go to this man Brodsky. You will be leaving here. You will be transferred to the Ludovico Medical Facility. It is believed that you will be able to leave state custody in a little over a fortnight. I suppose that prospect pleases you.
Answer me, the governor, ask you a question!
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I've done my best here. I really have, sir. I'm very grateful to all concerned, sir.
And now, Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of Stylistic Premonitions for the Universal Media Network, with today's Arts Review.
Signs so big they're never out of view. Sounds surround. Box talk, box talk. 100,000 characters on newsprint. Tears fall silently in a dark theater. These are a few lines from the forthcoming album by Negative Land, but they suggest much more than that. As awareness of how the media environment we occupy affects and directs our inner life grows, some resist. The possibility of adding pimples to the retouched photo of the face on the cover of America are only now being seen as artistic territory. The cultural jammer works his secret in public. The skillfully reworked billboard with new lettering painted in the same style that the original has, turning strategic corporate elements back on themselves in a manner which is itself invisible, directs the public viewer to a consideration of the original corporate strategy in the context of a thoughtful reaction. The studio for the cultural jammer is the world at large. His tools are paid for by others. An art with real risk. You people still painting out there, all you crazy stone cutters, would you go to jail for your art? Well, the punishment for jammer art will probably more often take the form of fines and lawsuits. So, an anonymous art. A piece is not finished until the artist doesn't get identified. The arena, however, guarantees personal satisfaction for the artist, unlike the small, closed circle of fine art theorists at which traditional art forms aim themselves. So, keep your ears up and your eyes open, A jammer could appear on your TV, or a radio show like this one, or in your favorite newspaper or fan magazine, even in your art gallery. You can spot jam art easily. It always supersedes found content as it rearranges it, causing you to reflect on the nature of what you're actually encountering. Good morning.
You've been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
I have tried, have I not?
Well, you have, my son.
I've done my best, have I not?
Indeed.
I've never been guilty of any institutional infraction, have I, Father?
You certainly have not, 655321.
Warm weather will continue across the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley on Saturday. A storm system developing over the high plains of the Rocky Mountains will move into the plains states Saturday night into Sunday. This will bring the showers and thunderstorms across the region. Low temperatures tonight will be in the 60s and 70s across the area. High temperatures Saturday will rise to the 80s and 90s across the area. Highs will climb to between 100 and 105 across the Nebraska Panhandle and western South Dakota.
Hello, heap of dirt. Oh, you don't wash much, do you? Judging by the horrible smell.
Why'd you say that, brother? I had a shower this morning.
Oh, you had a shower. You trying to call me a liar?
No, brother.
Well, you must think I'm awfully stupid.
Why did you do that, brother? I've never done wrong to you.
You want to know why I did that? Well, you see, I do this and that and this because I don't like your horrible type, do I? And if you want to start something, if you want to start, well, you just go ahead. Go on. Please do. Go on.
I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to be sick. Please let me get up.
You want to get up? Now, you listen to me. If you want to get up, you got to do something for me. Here. Here. Oh, you see that? You see that, you? Well, I want you to lick it. Go on! Lick it.
And oh, my brothers, would you believe your faithful friend and long-suffering narrator pushed out his red yazzik a mile and a half to lick the Grazny Vonny boots?
And again!
The horrible killing sickness had whooshed up and turned the light joy of battle into a feeling I was going to snuff it.
And again. Nice and clean.
Thank you very much. That'll do very well.
Your family needs you. Return home safely. Lay down your arms and refuse orders from your current illegitimate government. Any hostilities against coalition forces will be met with deadly force. Do not harm your fellow countrymen. Stop fighting. Abandon your equipment and weapons and return home safely.
نظام القذافي ينتهك قرار الأمم المتحدة الذي يأمر بانتهاء الأعمال العدائية في بلدكم. إذا قررت ترك الميناء فستعرض نفسك للهجوم والتدمير فورا، ولحمايتكم لا تتركوا الميناء.
Libyan ship or vessel, remain anchored. Do not leave port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you attempt to leave port, you will be attacked and destroyed immediately. For your own safety, do not leave port.
اتركوا مواقعكم فورا وارجعوا إلى الميناء. نظام القذافي ينتهك قرار الأمم المتحدة الذي يأمر بانتهاء الأعمال العدائية في بلدكم. إذا تركت الموقع ورجعت إلى الميناء فسوف لا تعرض نفسك للهجوم والتدمير، ولحمايتكم ارجعوا إلى الميناء فورا.
Leave your position immediately and return to port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you leave now and return to port, no harm will come to you. For your own safety, return to port now.
Is okay. Third, even more important than the first and the second, I think this is a crucial moment in the history of this club. Do you know why? Because if the club sacks me, they sack the best manager that this club has. And secondly, the message is again the message of bad results. The manager is guilty. And this is the message that not just these players, but the other ones before, they got during a decade. I think this is a moment for everybody to assume responsibilities. I assume my responsibilities. I think the players should assume their responsibilities. There are other people in the club that they should also assume their responsibilities and to stick together. And this is what I want. What I want. The players, they still have to play until the end of the season with the gold champion thing in their shirt. And I want to work, as always. I consider myself, you know, that I have a big self-esteem and a big ego. I consider myself the best, living the worst period of my career, the worst results of my career. Doing that as a professional hurts me a lot. Doing that at Chelsea hurts me twice, because it hurts me as a professional and hurts me because I like this club very, very much, and it was because of that that I came back. So I want to carry on. I want to carry on, no doubt. No doubt, and I assume my responsibilities, but I think it's time for everybody to assume their responsibilities, because when you go down to so many individual mistakes and fear to play, they have their responsibilities. Our players that are performing really, really bad individually, I cannot come here and say you and you and you and you is not my job, but I think it's clear. I think it's clear that we are being punished by too many individual mistakes, and as I was saying, sadness brings sadness. Bad results, they attract bad results. The first mistake is just the first, because after comes another one. This team needs to finish the first half winning 2-3-0 with the fears disappearing, coming to the second half and play with a free brain, with a free spirit. This is what this team needs, and fortunately for them, and this is not happening. And again, I repeat, so I want to make it clear again, because I don't want to be offensive, I don't want to be non-polite, I don't want to put in cause the dignity of the people. But I repeat, the referees, they're afraid to give us decisions. And when you are top, you want to see people come down. When people is down, give us a break and be honest and be loyal with us, because the team deserves that. And the penalty is clear. And 2-1 is a complete different story. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
interesting that they've gone with a taller team today. Richard, I spoke to Mark Williams before the match. I mean, Griffiths is there to help with some ruck work, and so is Vickery. And there he is there. A real chance for the Brownlow. Ruckman don't win Brownlows anymore, but this is one guy that I think will be up there.
Well, he's a possession getter. That's the difference. Again, he's a ruckman and a midfielder in one body.
Lee, what do you like about North Melbourne?
Well, I mean, I think they've been pretty consistent too. I mean, they had the last couple of weeks, I mean, obviously they had half a team in against Richmond. The Bulldogs got hold of them in round 22, but they'd run their previous seven games. So they've had a really good second half of the season. They've had their team together mostly. Most of their good players have been out there at the one time, and they're upper level. It's hard to trust how often they're going to get to their upper level, but when they do, they can beat anyone.
You going to be a radio kitty?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Well, hasn't it just been an interesting day? My name's Tobe. You've been listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I feel like we've achieved a few of our dubious goals today. I hope you have too. My time is up, so I gotta get out of here. Coming up next, I don't know, it's a crapshoot. We'll see what you get. Stay tuned.